Television viewers said goodbye to Friends last night. The sitcom's exit leaves a hole in NBC's primetime lineup, although it may also save the company some expenses. The show cost $10 million per episode in its final season.
How do you feel?
I'm tired.
Well, you don't have that much time to relax. The other one will be along in a minute.
I'm sorry, who should be along in a what now?
The next baby should be along in a minute.
We only ordered one.
You know it's twins, right?
Oh, yeah. These are the faces of two people in the know.
Joining us now is USA Today television critic Robert Bianco. He's in our studios in Washington. Hi.
Good morning.
So Friends is going off the air after 10 seasons.
Yes.
Another popular NBC show, Frasier, going off the air after many seasons.
After 11 seasons, yes.
Leaving a couple of big holes for NBC.
Certainly in the sitcom world. You know, it is hard for any other kind of genre to generate the popularity and the dollars that a show like Friends can over 10 years and will for the next 20 in syndication. So it's a big hole.
I have to say, when I think back, I do remember when Friends first went on the air, and it seemed like an extremely weak sitcom compared to the things around it. And I wonder, over the decade that followed, did it get better or did everything around it get worse?
Yeah, well, I think it's a combination of the two. I think you're absolutely right that when it came on, it was kind of the blanded out Seinfeld. As it went on, the actors like shaped these roles to more closely fit them, the characters grew, and very cleverly, you know, it hooked into a soap opera of 20-something lives in the city, and it both improved and it drew an audience into it. And as you say, over the last 5 years, the competition has gotten much worse.
And why is it so hard to come up with a good sitcom these days?
Gosh, that's a good question. If I knew the answer to that, the millions I could make myself.
You'd be a great programmer.
You know, I think in part it is that all genres go through these lax periods, and we've had 20 years of straight blockbuster hits, starting with Cosby, which before Cosby, you know, the sitcoms had been in the dumpster. So I think we're just in, you know, a lax period as people try once again to find something that will amuse us.
So is there now actually this mass of viewers who are up for grabs who might be willing to change their viewing habits to another channel?
Well, the networks hope that they're up for grabs. What often happens in these cases is some of them just go away. You know, especially with younger viewers, once Friends is over, getting them back hooked into another show is never easy. But certainly, you know, we'll wait and see how many of them tune in for Joey, which is the spinoff, which comes in the fall, probably in the exact same slot.
What are some of the other networks doing to try to pry viewers away from NBC at this time?
I would not expect, you know, a big burst of counter-programming yet, because they're going to wait and see how Joey does. Nobody wants to waste a good new show against it.
Friends goes away after 10 years, and it's a big deal. It's seen as a major event, the way that the end of MASH was seen, or the end of Seinfeld was seen as a major event. Frasier lasts for a decade and a year.
Yeah.
Not such a major event. What's the difference?
When Frasier was at its peak, it was by far the better show, and it had some very bad years the last few years, which Friends, you know, the remarkable thing about Friends is the kind of constancy of its quality and popularity. Frasier didn't have that, and the ratings have collapsed. And, you know, in television, there's not a lot of affection for shows that aren't doing well.
What made this show about a psychologist who's on the radio so much better, in your view, than this story about six young people prancing around New York City?
It was that these characters at the beginning were mature adults, and the show explored real tensions between a father and his son and between two brothers in ways that Friends, you know, kind of glossed over a much prettier surface and was more content to just be amusing. The difference is that Frasier started working at a radio station living with his father. He ends working at a radio station just now moving out with his father. The friends you caught him at, like, that time in life where they're changing jobs and they're getting new boyfriends and they're settling down and getting married, there was always something happening on Friends, that something new to explore that didn't happen for Frasier.
Robert Bianco of USA Today, thanks very much.
You're welcome.